This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live. You know, there's every once in a while it's really obvious to us the story that we need to be starting off with, and I think that this is it's pretty clear that this county clerk, this is an elected position, this woman Kim Davis.
And when Mark says us, he doesn't mean Free Talk Live. He means the three hosts particularly sitting in this room who actually care about current events.
I mean Free Talk Live. Sometimes it's obvious. But this one's obvious. There's no question which one we start the show off with. This lady has refused to sign off on the marriage certificates. She's the clerk of the court. She isn't some functionary. She is it's an elected position. If you know anything about elected positions, you get that, you know, this clerk person's a relatively important position in the county. Now, it doesn't matter. It depends on the county as to, how big and how important she is. But every county I know of has one.
And based on the population and pay grade in Kentucky, because I had looked this stuff up a couple days ago, she makes somewhere in the neighborhood of $75,000 to $80,000 a year.
Yep. So she's refused, now that the Supreme Court said everybody's got to get the marriage license or whatever, then she said, nope, I'm a Christian and I don't have to do it. Now, it would be as simple as firing somebody if she was an employee.
Yes.
She is not an employee. She's elected. So
she's a slug.
Well, the judge has said that she had to do it, and
numerous judges, yep. By the way, because she initially filed a complaint with the Federal Circuit Court asking for permission to not issue marriage licenses. I think it's the Sixth Circuit is where Kentucky is. That circuit said, no, you have to do it. But we'll give you a waiver until all of the court hearings are done, basically. And she then went to the Supreme Court, petitioned the U.S. Supreme Court for permission to not be required she wanted permission to not be required to do what they said she had to do. And the U.S. Supreme Court rejected her request for a hearing. That happened on, I believe, Monday. On Tuesday, she was still refusing to issue marriage licenses.
She answers to a higher authority.
The Kentucky Attorney General's office apparently said on Tuesday that they were investigating whether or not to charge her with official misconduct. The federal courts said you have to appear in federal court on Thursday, and today is Thursday, and this is where we stand.
So she shows up.
She shows up and is found in contempt of court for refusing to issue marriage licenses. Now, it's not just same-sex couples that she's refusing to issue marriage licenses to. She has refused to issue any marriage license at all because she doesn't want to be perceived as discriminating or something along those lines.
She figures she has a stronger stance by saying, it's the purview of my position to give out marriage licenses, and I choose not to do that at all. If I'm going to have to give it out to the gay folks, I'm not giving out to anybody because Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, says no.
Her argument would have been a lot more solid had she not issued any marriage license at all from the day she was initially elected clerk of court.
Sure, she stopped once she got the this ruling was in place. It's pretty obvious what the lady's about here.
Yeah, right.
And so, Mark, it's also amusing, by the way, this lady who's been married four times, including some incidences of like her children being... being impregnated by another guy.
That was before I found Jesus.
It's true. It's before she found Jesus. There's no doubt about it.
I didn't become a hypocrite until after I found the Lord.
Well, I'm just pointing
she's
it out.
Still
that we all
she still accepts divorce filings from people. That apparently is not, you know, a violation of what she believes her religion says.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's important to point out is that nobody stopped her from making mistakes. Right?
Right.
Like, you know, and this isn't her role. Her role is to do the, she's an employee of us, is the idea. She's elected and she's supposed to do these things. I don't think the woman, you know, I don't like the idea of her being in jail. I really don't. But.
Really?
I don't, no.
Oh, I think it's fantastic.
Well, that's because you just hate Christians.
No, I hate ignorant, hypocritical idiots. She is clearly a moron. There is no, I mean, like,
if you put every single
least,
person in prison,
know what?
You'd have half the population.
You know what?
By definition,
I could respect
half of the population is below average.
I could respect a Christian who had at least logically consistent principles. There is nothing logically like Daryl just pointed out. Also, you're kind of a Christian, right? You kind of wrote a book about Jesus, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So
he's a believer.
I don't use the term Christian, but it fits, and I'm not going to argue the point
the
right now.
The first argument out of Daryl's mouth was, she's approving divorces. Why is she doing that?
In mixed fabrics and, you know.
People that eat shellfish. I'm sure she doesn't ask people, what is growing in your garden? Do you have more than one type of plant growing in your field? Because there's a prohibition
right.
about growing multiple plants in the same field. So, Mark, you're a Quaker, correct?
Yep.
So Nick Sarwak, who's the chair of the Libertarian National Committee, posted something on his Facebook a couple days ago. He said, if a Quaker clerk refused to issue concealed carry weapons permits due to his religious beliefs, do you believe he should be fired, or should he resign, or should he be allowed to do that because of his religious beliefs?
Yeah, I'm a Quaker, and I would say that first off, I'm not sure that clerks have that power
in some places.
Okay, let's say that they do somewhere, and that a Quaker is in charge there. They're an elected clerk of court. I've got to say that Quaker needs to step down. I don't want to see them in jail.
My response was. Most of the Quakers I know would refuse to take a government job in the first place
right.
because of their religious beliefs.
And that's what should have happened with this woman. So the fact that she decided to take the job and then be an ignoramus,
she may have
on the clock,
longer.
You know, on the clock, yeah, she should be in jail because yeah. she decided to take, you know, steal from taxpayers and then not do her job.
Well,
do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Go straight to jail.
Well, I gotta say, having seen so many pictures of her online, what's really clear to me is that she's been so obvious with her gay bashing that she can't even find a good stylist.
Oh yeah,
that's true. Let's go to Andy in Texas. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. How about you, sir?
I'm doing all right. You know, this whole thing, I really don't care if you marry your car, your dog, your horse, your fish, whatever. You know, that's...
Those things are equivalent
yeah,
to marrying a human being.
Well, but I mean, a man on a man or a woman on a woman. We all know what the obvious thing is. You know, a man and a woman, they can create life. A man and a man, well, they might be able to give life to some child who doesn't have a family or whatnot. And that's fine and dandy. I don't really care how people react to this or not. And this woman...
I'm sorry. Fine and dandy. Was that a pun? Was that intended?
Mm-hmm. Oh, perhaps.
That's the name of the gay couple, Fine and Dandy.
Is that really? Oh, well, hell, I didn't know that.
Yeah, right ahead.
But no, you know, having said that, I think we're making way too much out of this, and it's just another distraction from all the real big things that are going on in this world and stuff. And every time something like this happens, it's another distraction. It's just something that comes up in the news, and we all have to talk about it, listen to it, and hear all these different sides, including my side, you know. It just seems to me a bit ridiculous considering all the other things that are huge in this world.
There are lots of important things. There's no doubt about
sure.
it. One of the things about talk radio is it tends to be immediate, right? Like you end up talking about the issues of the day. Talk radio relies on its live aspect, which means there's nothing more immediate than that. So, what do you think's more important? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I think what's more important is the fact that we have a bunch of idiots running our country, and we all know they're idiots, and the fact is that a lot of people aren't pointing that out. I mean, your show points it out. You guys talk about a bunch of idiots that are running our country.
I imagine we're going to get even a worse load this election season.
Yeah.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, without a doubt. How could you even question whether you're going to get a bunch more BS out of this thing?
Thanks for the call, Andy.
Every time I watch the candidates running, I just circus music plays in my head. Like,
that's what Trump is to me. He's a bear on a unicycle. You know, the flavor of the week.
That's insulting to bears that ride unicycles.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
number is 855-450-3733. Again, 855-450-FREE. Or you can call us on Skype. The username there is lrn.fm. You're going to have to send the contact request, but once you do, you can then call us straight away. It should take me about 10 minutes to approve the contact request, so it's not that big of a deal. The username is lrn.fm, and the number is 855-450-FREE. And we were talking about this gal, Kim Davis, who is...
I want to say something real quick about perspective.
Okay.
So, you know, one thing I heard Ian saying on a recent show is he was talking about, you know, this was right after the stock market took a giant dive. Ian was talking about, I don't pay attention to that stuff. No, I don't, you know, this is, I think it was Friday. He's like, I don't pay attention to that because it doesn't affect my day-to-day life and who cares, you know, kind of talking about the stock market. And I, you know, it was Chris, the Friday night host, was arguing with him about, you know, maybe this does affect your life and talking about how the market can affect basically everything.
Oh, yeah.
And Ian's like, you know, but there's nothing you can really do about it, so what's the point of paying attention to this stuff every day? Day to day, it's not going to change. There might be bigger things. But along that lines, in terms of perspective, you know, with the people, the government, the people running the government, stuff like that, if you are, if you're gay and you don't have equal rights, a matter of perspective, this is a big issue. This is not something that's just like, it's a distraction. It's not a distraction if you are being treated like a second-class citizen and being treated like you're lower than everyone else, or that you're human garbage. That you don't see this as like a minor thing.
Well, I've heard some people say that everything that's not focusing on the Federal Reserve and some global conspiracy to something Bilderberg right. is a distraction.
Right.
So the whole
if it's not about the Illuminati, it's not for me.
Right. So like, distraction is relative, if you will.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like there are times when I love being distracted. I love sitting down and watching a football game or watching pro wrestling because it's fun, it's entertaining, and it distracts me from all of the horrible things that are going on in the world.
You know, when it comes to football, I really love the feats of athleticism, but I cannot stand to see those guys get hit by those other guys. I see the way their spines are mashed yeah. around, and I can only imagine. It's like being in three car wrecks.
I'm looking forward to the
2 hours. Do you want to get rid of the really, really horrible hits that happen in football? Take away the padding. Take away the face mask.
I'm looking forward.
Have you ever watched rugby?
Oh, and, dude, flag football instead of tackle. What's the point of tackling somebody when you can pull the flag
right,
off?
But no, have you ever watched rugby? Rugby is just as violent, if you will, as far as the hitting and contact of football, but there's not the injuries because the people aren't doing this, launch themselves as a projectile towards somebody, knowing, I'm not going to get hurt, I've got all this padding. Ha, ha, ha!
It's actually interesting that you bring that up about taking away the helmets. There's a show, have you guys ever heard of the books Freakonomics?
Sure.
Yes.
So they actually
hard,
do...
It's hard to live, you know, be any way informed and not heard of Freakonomics.
Well, they, Levitt and... well, their names don't matter. But they do a podcast, and they do, you know, a radio show or whatnot. And recently this was the subject of discussion, was basically football injuries. Because the doctor who is basically talking about the brain injuries...
It's all about concussions right now.
Right. It's all about concussions and the brain injuries from repeated head, you know, basically repeated head trauma. And this is, you know, there's a movie going to be coming out about this doctor soon with... Will Smith, I believe, is yeah. starring in this. So
I believe that's called Concussion.
Concussion, yes. So it looks like a fantastic movie. I can't wait to see it.
How,
Will Smith
in it.
I'm looking forward
to it. How have I not heard about this movie?
It's really just started.
Like,
to be
I've got more concussions than all of the other Free Talk Live hosts combined,
I was
and I've
say,
not heard about this movie.
Maybe you have, and you just forgot. Let's go to Tony calling in from Arizona. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm
what's
on
your mind?
On this,
Tony?
Gay marriage, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but I don't understand them saying, well, the same-sex marriage, you know, I got American Bulldog here, he's a male, I'm a male, why can't I marry him? It'd be the same thing.
He can't consent.
I don't understand it.
He can't consent. The Bulldog can't consent. He can't
say. I understand. I sleep with the dog every night. I walk him to do. I do the same thing as gay couples do.
As far as I'm concerned,
I can't reproduce with him, and they can't reproduce.
Really? Do you have conversations with your dog where he talks to you about philosophy and his views on life? Your dog talks to you about his views on life?
He gives me science.
He tells you. He comes home and he says, "How's your day at work, honey?"
Well, Tony talks to him, and the bulldog licks his private parts. I mean, that's how it goes. That's how dogs are. Hey, look, there's a
the fact
that don't lick anything that you put.
Does your dog want to adopt children with you? Have you guys had the discussion about whether or not you want to get kids?
He go for that. But I got the same relationship with my dog as gay people got.
Well, the problem is your dog can't sign a contract, right?
No,
he cannot agree to the terms.
My dog can't pay taxes. That's the whole problem.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that they would tax your dog if they could.
Well, put your dog to work. What's he so lazy for?
If he got famous, you know, and like you made money off of him being in like commercials, or they tax him then.
The gay thing is just moving too quick, and they're trying to control. I worked down in Key West. I was a bartender down there, and then when they would have a big gay,
did you ever see a gay person in Key West?
Party.
Did you ever see a gay person?
About 99%. And every time they had a big event where the tips were going to be good, I was cut, and they bring in a gay bartender.
Damn.
Well, so that's the rest of that story.
Maybe you should have considered like some really tight shorts or something.
I'm going to go to Kentucky and marry my dog.
Excellent. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE.
People that do that conflation of humans getting married and getting married to an animal, it's just sick. I mean, it really is just. There's a mental sickness there.
Well, I don't know.
For somebody who does that.
I think that a person should be able to marry another being that can consent. At this point, we have not established if, say, a dolphin or a chimpanzee could consent. So at this point, I'm just of the, and I said person. Person or persons.
Because yeah, but Mark, there are cases where right now where it becomes contentious of whether or not somebody who has severe mental disabilities should be able to
marry.
They
do that, absolutely. And I think it can be very difficult. That we had a story here that we did on the air maybe less than a year ago of a young man who's got Down syndrome and wants to compete in MMA box fighting.
Down syndrome doesn't mean that they're an idiot, though.
I'm not claiming he's an idiot. I'm claiming that he is a person with Down syndrome, and the organization wouldn't let him compete because he wanted to, you know, he wanted to be a fighter. And this is what, and the dude was ripped.
Right.
He clearly had Downs. You could look at his face and say, this is a person with Down syndrome. However, he was built for this, and he was ready to fight, and he wanted to fight like
and
these
other
guys. And
they got that extra chromosome strength.
He's got that extra chromosome strength. Whatever. I mean, it's cool. I think it's a fine line when you have a situation with somebody who's got disabilities, but I think you have to err on the side of human freedom. 855-450-3733. You think dogs have the same freedom as humans? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. We've been all over the board tonight talking about this clerk of the courts, Kim Davis.
Yeah.
Is now in warming the inside of a jail cell in Kentucky over refusing to let the gay folks get married. Also, we've talked about this this MMA fighter who's got Down syndrome. His name's Jared Holeve or something like that. I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. But he's got Down syndrome and he wants to fight. And I do believe he recently has been able to. So, anyway, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker. You know that people love to read them. You found yourself scooting up in traffic trying to read somebody's bumper sticker in front of you. Well, you can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. It's LibertyStickers.com. By the way, if you need to make stickers for your club, your church, your business, whatever, Liberty Stickers can help you with that, too. LibertyStickers.com. So, Daryl, you wanted to talk about Jared. You particularly brought it up, and I've got a little bit of more information on it if we need it.
Yeah, so you were saying that if people want to fight, they should be allowed to.
Right. He's an MMA fighter. Yeah, that's a mixed martial arts.
Right. And there was...
The guy's tough.
I'm not saying that he's not.
Yep.
I've never met the guy. I've only seen the one picture that you showed me just a moment ago. He looks like somebody that could fight. But you said that the promoter or the guy running the fighting organization had some kind of objection to it. And I can sort of sympathize with, you know, like this guy might have some kind of other health problems. There might be some kind of liability to me as the promoter. So therefore, I'm going to err on the side of my pocketbook and say no.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from on that. That's but this basically ran one of these a petition campaign, and I signed it too because I think that he should be able to fight because there's no particularly good reason as a Downs person that he shouldn't. I mean, you know, MMA not that great for your health.
Right.
I mean, there's plenty of injuries that go on the televised MMA. If you want something that's better for your health, there's all kinds of sports out there for like that.
Table tennis is a lot better for your health. Although I did get one of my concussions playing table tennis.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
How did that occur? I want to just stop down. I need to know.
Okay, so we were playing this weird, like, around-the-world table tennis thing to where we started with, like, seven people, and one
was
person
this
would
beer
hit.
Pong?
No.
Okay, keep going.
No, I was in high school, and it was at the church rec center. So, you know, like, you would hit it, and then you would just keep circling around the table. And when it got down to three people, like, there was one time somehow I wound up hitting the ball to myself, and I had to run, and I dove to hit the thing, and I dove into one of the pool tables.
Let's go back to Garrett here. So, I can see how a promoter... People should be able to have the rules they want to have on their, you know, whatever their organizations are. Now, this organization's bigger than one guy who's disallowing Garrett from competing. And it was just people being sort of overly cautious.
But the UFC is the largest MMA organization that there is. There is one guy that makes the decisions of who gets to fight in UFC. That man is Dana White. Okay. He decides who fights in his organization.
All
right. So whatever organization this guy was going to, it could be one guy that's making the decision.
Yeah, I don't know. He's not trying to take on the UFC fighters here, but whatever. It's an organization that whatever it's the decisions made by one person or made by a bunch of them. It's a situation where he got a bunch of signatures and people, you know, supported him. And I think that you know, it's fine. That's a great way to do it. And I was happy to support him because I believe I understand what it's like to have that drive.
Right.
Want to fight like that.
I certainly believe that, you know, he should be able to fight whomever he wants to in a consensual manner. If that's in Bellator MMA, if that's in UFC, if it's in the WEC, which is the World Extreme Cage Fighting, as long as the promoter and whoever he's fighting is okay with it, but he should not be able to, like, go to a court and order some organization to allow him to fight in that organization.
What if that organization is the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, which includes the Florida State Boxing Commission?
The Florida State Boxing Commission is not a boxing promoter. They license people to...
I'm not claiming that it's a... I didn't claim it was a boxing promoter. That was sort of the thing that you... All I'm said is that he was being disallowed from competing. And I didn't know who it was that, you know, you're going from my memory of a story that we read 9 months ago, and it turns out it's probably been over a year. And I now see, looking at the story, and I didn't know what point you were going to make on this, that the organization is the Florida State Boxing Commission was informed that the amateur sanctioning organization
okay, then take them
was
to court.
Hosting. Yeah.
Well, it's a government agency preventing right. this guy from doing whatever. Take them to court.
Right, a government agency purports to represent everyone, and that includes MMA fighters with Down syndrome.
Yes.
And that's why I, you know, yeah, I mean, the guy should be able to fight. So there you go. And now, as I understand the story, I just recently got an email from him, and he's sent out to the people who signed his petition thanking everybody that he's going to be able to fight. And I'm on his Facebook page right now. He's... this is the kid's life. He's excited about the people he works out with. He's excited about his gym. He's got videos here of him doing clean and jerks. And, you know, this is important stuff to him. And I know what it's like.
I'm sorry, doing what?
Clean and jerks.
It's where you lift the thing up to about your waist, you then squat down, pop it up to your shoulders, and then lift it up over your head.
Okay. It's Olympic. You've probably seen some very big men doing it.
Yes.
And basically, you take a large barbell, you lift it up as quickly as you can to even with your collarbone. So you pick it up from the ground and flip up underneath it and get it up to your collarbone, and then you attempt after that to sort of shove it up in the air and hold it there for a period of like a second or two, and then you drop it to the ground. They just drop them.
If you've ever watched the World's Strongest Man competition, yeah, they don't use barbells. They use like tree stumps.
Yeah.
with tractor trailer tires on the end.
Yeah, the clean and jerk is not a motion that is good for your body, and I don't recommend this for people working out, but it is sort of an accepted measure of strength, and,
yes,
you know, it's like the bench press. The bench press isn't a great motion for your body to do either. The incline bench with dumbbells is a much better one for sort of...
Mark, can you do a clean and jerk with an 800-pound Atlas stone?
No. I can't do anything with 800. I could roll it along with my foot.
You'd be lucky to be able to roll it with your foot. You could probably look at it. You could sit on it.
If it's round, I can roll it.
It's going to take a lot of motion to get it to start rolling.
I've rolled cars. What are you talking about? I mean, come on. I can roll it to 3,000-pound car if it's in neutral. Sure, I can roll it. That's why we invented wheels.
Right.
Because you can move a lot more weight with them than you can.
But the difference is, with a car, you've got a much broader surface of which to exert your force. With the, what was the name?
Atlas stone.
Yeah, the Atlas stone. It's completely round and smooth, and like you put your hands on it and your hands just roll. So like you don't really get the chance to exert your full force on it.
We're on a libertarian radio show. Atlas stone. Like Atlas Shrugged.
Yeah, like Tony Atlas, the former pro wrestler.
No, like Atlas
7 days I'll make you a man. That's Charles Atlas. Anyway, I'm delighted about Garrett being able to fight, and all the best to him. So there you go. The telephone number is 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about this Kim Davis gal who's now warming the inside of a Kentucky jail for her refusal to let the gay folks get married, contrary to the Supreme Court ruling. 855-450-3733. Or you can give your opinion as to whether or not Garrett should be able to fight. 855-450-FREE.
For P150, P150GA, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-809-5580. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-809-5580. That's 1-800-809-5580. 1-800-809-5580.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. It felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Daryl,
and Johnson.
855-450-3733. So, this gal, Kim Davis, swarming the inside of a Kentucky jail cell.
Yes.
Because,
contempt of court.
Contempt of court, yeah. She's in the pokey.
Yes, and last I heard, the Attorney General for Kentucky is investigating whether or not to charge her with official misconduct. That would then allow her to be removed from office if she is convicted of official misconduct. Would also see her see the inside of a jail cell for up to 1 year.
Well, I certainly don't wish that upon her.
Right, I don't
step down if she cannot do the job, and the job is to hand out marriage licenses. She needs to step
part
down.
Of the
but
job.
She's refusing to step down. So,
right, so that's why I think she should be convicted of official misconduct and then removed from office. I don't think that taxpayers should have to pay even more money to feed, clothe, and house this woman.
Yeah,
but it's not just her. Apparently, there are six others that might be warming the inside of a jail cell. The judge, Judge Bunning, told all six of Davis's deputy clerks that they must issue marriage licenses or else they will face fines and possible jail time.
How are they taking that?
The lawyer argued that this is the lawyers from a religious freedom group called the Liberty Council argued that the deputy clerks can only issue licenses under Davis's authority. The judge overruled his objection. Five of the six deputy clerks testified to the judge that they would comply with the judge's order to issue same-sex marriage licenses. The plaintiffs, however, raised the question of whether the license would be legal without the county clerk's signature. The judge would not rule one way or the other. Some were emotional about the decision. One deputy clerk, Melissa Thompson, told the judge that she doesn't really want to, but she will comply. She wept and said, "I'm a preacher's daughter, and this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do." The one out of six that said, "No, I will not do what you told me to, judge," is none other than Kim Davis's son, who is a deputy clerk, Nathan.
All right, I can just hear the banjo music coming out of this one. All right.
Attorneys for the four couples that are suing Davis proposed allowing her out of custody if she would agree to not interfere with her deputies issuing marriage licenses. The judge agreed to the proposal and ordered Davis to be returned to the courtroom. Davis did not return to the courtroom, and her attorney spoke on her behalf, saying that Davis would not make any representation that would allow for marriage licenses to be issued, thus not accepting the compromise that would have led to her release.
Now, we know that, I mean, yes, this is a government official, and it's her job to give out marriage licenses. She refuses to do her job, so she should leave her position. I would say that if you really want a marriage license in the state of Kentucky, you can drive one county over and get one.
That's what she said, and her lawyer said in the response to these four couples, and they said, we shouldn't have to.
I agree that they shouldn't have to, but the difficulty is, like, this is an issue, to some extent, of sort of making people do what you want them to do. Like, there's a dominance aspect to this. And as long as we're clear on that, then I think it's okay. Like, this is a dominance exercise that people are in here, and don't expect me to get all excited about it. Goody, you made the redneck lady do what you wanted her to do. Congratulations.
I think the redneck lady should be fired. She should be forcibly removed from the office by the attorney general.
But if these people wanted a marriage license, they could have gotten it a week ago by simply driving one county over.
I don't know. My thought is that, yeah, you made the redneck lady do what she's getting paid $78,000 a year of taxpayer money to do. It's her job. If you're unwilling to do your job, you should leave that job, no matter what that job is.
Especially if it's a government job and you're refusing to comply with government orders by government judges.
All right, let's go to Zach calling in. I don't know where Zach's calling in on Skype. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Zach in Minnesota.
Okay, hey, Zach.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I've actually been surprised. It seems like it took Free Talk Live a couple days to get on this topic. I thought Derek would be on the show that night.
Derek J is not that motivated now. The former co-host Derek J is not. He's just not that motivated by gay marriage. He says that gay people should just go ahead and get married without the government.
Well, that makes sense. But anyway, actually, Mark, I was kind of surprised to hear you say just drive one county over. I mean.
Pointing out that if you want a marriage, this is not a group of people that want a marriage license. This is a group of people who are trying to make a point. And I think it's fine if they're making a point. I just want to be clear that we're talking about a group of people that's trying to make a point.
Okay. I'll let Zach make his point before I make mine. Go ahead, Zach.
Okay. Okay. I think it was Johnson, if I'm not mistaken. Said that she's getting paid to do this job. I can't go to work tomorrow and say, "Hey, boss, I'm only going to do some of the stuff you pay me to do because I don't agree with the other stuff." No, you quit your job then. Especially for the reasons, like the first time I saw the video, if you guys have seen it, where somebody was taking a cell phone video of this whole thing in her office.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time I had heard anything about it, so I wasn't ready for her to say under God's authority. And I almost lost my S word when I when I heard her say that. And I'm a baptized Christian. I believe in most of the Bible. I don't take it literally. I try to look at a bigger picture because it has been translated over and over millennia. But I kind of try to take a bird's eye view of it and you know, take what I can from it.
Yep.
And I have not seen a single verse anywhere that condemns homosexuality. I have seen plenty that supports slavery, but I have not seen anything that condemns homosexuality.
Well,
so
here's
I don't
the thing. When I hear any religious person say something about God, right, and say something about, like, God's will or this is, you know, what God wants, or I always translate this into my, because that's everyone's view of God, right? And they always say, you can't judge God and you can't judge God's morals, but everyone does because God is good. And why is God good? Because you think God's good. It's a circular logic. Everything about most religions is circular logic. And so what that means is that anytime somebody says, like if she says it's under God's authority, what she's saying is under my authority, because that's what she judges, because she thinks that she's following God's will. And that,
right,
it's what she understands to be God's will. And that's
right.
Always the way it is with every religious person.
Yeah, I think a lot of times with this, it's their own bigotry that they're reverse engineering some sort of argument to fit.
Don't you think this has something a lot to do with the preachers? I mean, if the preacher man that she's going to, the church she's going to, said that it was a good idea for gay folks to be getting married, then it's likely that some people that disagreed with him would leave the church, and other people would just say, well, I like him so much, he must be right. And so I don't know that it's her opinion.
I believe those people are influential for sure.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. And I think the only remedy for this, I mean, putting her in jail, I was really hoping that would not happen, because now she's just a martyr for the right.
She wants to make a point.
Yeah, she's being put in jail for being Christian. I've seen tweets from Huckabee and even Rand Paul, who I'm not a huge fan of, but he's kind of the least smelly pile of excrement in this whole arena. And even he came out and said she's being attacked for being Christian. And I just, oh man, you people are supposed to be smarter than this. Like, you're trying to run for the highest office in the country. You like, they don't have a basic understanding of the Constitution or even what this is about.
So what ruling should the judge have made, to your mind, in this circumstance? Because basically, you know, it's a fine or jail seems to be the normal thing to do. And I really can't think of anything clever.
She's also facing fines in addition to jail.
Yeah, but she'll get her fines paid by whatever organization's backing.
Exactly. What'll happen is, just like that pizza joint, I think it was Indiana, who came out against, it was even the same topic, and they had almost $1 million donated in a week.
Well,
so
the thing with the pizza joint was that was basically a fabricated story by some news outlet where they went around and basically asked every business owner questions until one of the business owners said something that they could make a soundbite out of. They printed the soundbite as business owner says he won't serve pizza to gay people, and that's never what the guy even said.
Right.
Zach, appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. Your opinion on Kim Davis is welcome here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gut stucco for only 99 cents. With a dollar off fellow with 20% off Dream Home laminates. Plus great floors, woodlight tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano,
cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.